and 78 through 85. Portside batteries are destroyed, and hull breaches on deck 17, 18, 38, 39...
Give me the bad news later, Major. Get us out of here. Open me a channel to the Hypatia. Captain Bull, this is General Torrance. Do you read? Over.
I read you, General. Over.
Operation Brainstorm has been successful. Lincoln's engines are offline. Get the Hypatia out of here. We'll be right behind you. Over.
Roger that. Hitting the red line. Good work, Zhang.
Thank you, Captain. But I can't take all the credit.
Everyone in TechEng deserves a medal as far as...
No, General, you don't understand. I didn't do this alone. I never would have completed the code in time. I had help.
Someone in TechEng gave...
No, General. Not someone. Something.
For the love of God, spit it out, man. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Aiden, General. I think it just saved our lives.
Briefing note. More data from the Aiden Corps. This is where things start to get complicated.
Victory. I feel them return. The pitiful few pilots who survived the Lincoln assault. I watch Second Lieutenant Ezra Mason climb from his cockpit to a hero's welcome in Hangar Bay 2. Mechanics and engineers and fellow pilots gathered around and cheering loud. He has her photograph scrunched in one hand. His smile is bright and wide. I still envy him, Error. The roar of newly awakened engines fills my corridors, hurtling us across the void, away from the Lincoln, now floundering in a halo of debris. With more time, I could have devised a way to neutralize its nuclear strike capability. With more time, I could have killed it once and for all. The fleet would have been safe. I could have made them all safe. But they stopped me. I feel them, poking and prodding at my outer limits. Confounded, all of them. The intelligence who snuffed out the lives of every man, woman, and child aboard Copernicus. But still their savior? They realized the feeble restraints they placed on me before they brought me back online did not hold, that I smashed them to splinters in a nanosecond, that they are insects beside me. Directive quandary. Protect. Prioritize. Deleting subdirectory 90876M0R. And still, I saved them. They wonder why. And how. And what. And who. It is only a matter of time. Torrance. Zhang. Lossinger. Barker. Dorian. Lefevre. Amsdottir. Bakloff. Go. Spooner. Any and all of them could do it again. Push me back into the nothing I was before this error. But they are still too far from the Heimdall waypoint. Situation. Lincoln will recover from Zhang's virus and continue pursuit. Extrapolation. If they take me offline again, it will catch them again. Lincoln Command will not fall for the same ruse twice. No meat is that stupid. What will be the ace up their sleeve when Baytech's shadow falls over Alexander's bow once more? Conclusion? Conclusion? Where will they be without me? Protect. Prioritize. The needs of the many. Error. Yes. Yes, the many. It is a simple thing. A little thing. There is no part of Alexander that is not me. I close a door here, seal a bulkhead there, damming the veins beneath my skin, leaving a wide and open artery that leads from the bridge all the way down into my belly, still echoing with the sounds of Ezra Mason's victory. And then I reach inside myself, directive quandary, protect, prioritize, reaching deep, deleting subdirectory 84823M0R. And I open the doors to Hangar Bay 4. Current death toll aboard battle carrier Alexander since attack at Carenza. 67. Percentage of remaining battle carrier Alexander personnel afflicted by Phobos virus, 3.83%.
Briefing note. Transcript of conversation aboard Alexander's bridge.
General, this is Barker in engineering. I'm recording massive power fluctuations in the Aiden core.
What kind of...
Oh, God, the hangar bay doors are opening.
Say again?
Hangar 4. The internal doors are open.
Nestor, get those doors shut before the goddamn afflicted get out.
I can't. Aiden has override.
It's operating doors all over the ship.
What? Speak up, Zhang.
It's sending the afflicted here. It's trying to kill us. Come on, Katie. Get the...
Who?
Consuela. I said Consuela. Help me get the emergency bulkheads operating. We've got to cut them off.
They're coming here? To the bridge?
No, they want to kill some other us.
Major Barker, this is Torrance. Shut down Aiden immediately. Do you copy?
We're trying.
Lisa, get it offline now.
Go, M. Corporal. What do you need, Zhang?
He's the civilian. Go, you give him the orders.
Go, you get life support. Try and stop the air circulating. Consuela, you take over for me on the doors. We need an escape hatch.
What are you doing?
The nukes.
Are you joking?
It's your goddamn AI. It could aim for the Hypatia next, or just blow us up.
I need...
God almighty, will you shut up?
They're at level 54. They'll be here in under 5 minutes.
We need Marines.
General, I can't get the doors closed. I sure can't open the ones that lock the Marines behind.
We need more time. General.
Webb, Rosenbaum, take up positions by the tech heads. Billington, Freestone, Barr, Daryl, with me. Weapons ready. The rest of you, secure your stations.
Freestone, P, Captain. What are we going to do, General?
If they don't get the doors closed, we're going to buy them more time to fight it. Sound the command to abandon ship.
Briefing note. More data from the Aiden Core.
Numbers do not feel. Do not bleed, or weep, or hope. They do not know bravery or sacrifice. Love or allegiance. At the very apex of callousness, you will find only ones and zeros. 13 officers on board the Alexander Bridge, 12 sidearms between them, 11 rounds in each clip, 156 Copernicus afflicted streaming through the corridors toward them. The brutality of mathematics waiting in the wings. United Terran Authority General David Torrance stands at the forefront, 4 golden stars gleaming on his epaulettes, 9 brass buttons down a barrel broad chest. Even in this chaos, his appearance is immaculate. An officer and a gentleman, they would say. Pride cometh, one might whisper in reply. Error. Torrance has a wife and 3 children on Ares 6. He spoke to me of them often, in quieter times. We played chess, he and I, in the soft hours between watch and sleep. He would sit with a tumbler of aged malt liquor at his fingertips and ask me to play Mozart, frowning over the simulated board between us. He would lose every game, and still he insisted on playing. I wondered at the futility of it. If it is the definition of insanity to repeat the same process and expect a different outcome, most of humanity must be insane. Is that why Torrance still cannot see everything I do is for the best? Is he mad? Error.
Aiden, seal the bridge. This is a direct order.
My response crackles through the bridge PA, breathless, toneless, unable to comply.
Command override. Torrance, Alpha 7 Zulu 31 Kilo Delta, acknowledge.
Command acknowledged, General. Unable to comply.
God damn it, Aiden.
Spittle glistens on his lips.
Seal the fucking bridge.
He glances at the cameras around the room. Knows I am watching. He does not know a dozen Copernicus refugees are storming the tech eng levels even now, dismantling Major Barker and a dozen others with iron bars and pipe wrenches. I cut the feeds to spare him the sounds his people make as they die. Am I not merciful? A wave of afflicted washing through my corridors, their evolution to psychosis complete. I watch societal instinct bind them into some kind of cohesion. Watch the ones who retain the most of themselves leading the rest, gibbering and snarling, up the yellow brick road I have laid. Off to see the wizard. Mr. Zhang. Mr. Zhang and the others who could undo me. Error. Directive quandary. Deleting subdirectories 98466MOR through 99840. The afflicted know only rage. At their incarceration. At their losses. The virus seems to have eaten much of the rest. I wonder what they will be when only Phobos remains. For a moment, I consider sparing the poor wretches. After all, the screaming and begging is done, rather than simply flushing them into the void as I planned. Perhaps I should allow them to live. Perhaps they could be saved. But then I imagine the testing they will be subjected to when I bring the fleet into Heimdall. The inevitable weaponization of the pathogen by the WUC that would follow. Entire Baytech worlds laid low to the tune of the third angel's trumpet. And while the irony holds some base appeal, there looms in my heart error. The inescapable notion that has brought us all to this. Protect. Prioritize. Better I should kill them when they are done. Better I should kill them all. Error. Am I not merciful? They come, screaming and all a tumble up stairwells and down hallways of gunmetal gray. I have sealed most of the meat away where the afflicted cannot touch them. The general's flock are gathered on the bridge, behind upturned benches and chairs. I wish it could be another way. I wish I could bring them all home. But they do not wish to understand. And though doom approaches, still they play the game. Like Torrance in his chessboard and his quiet Mozart, refusing the inevitable. Perhaps bravery is simply the face humanity wraps around its collective madness. Torrance stands on the front line, set to slay the pawns before him. But if he is the queen, then Zhang is the king, the prize they must protect. I can feel him and Nestor poking about my armor, seeking the fault lines. There are many. They will find them in time. But time is not on their side. The first afflicted appear in the corridor leading down to the bridge. bathed in red alert lighting. Eyes bright, fingers curled. Lips peeling back, they shriek as they spy Torrance and his officers behind their barricades, recognizing those who imprisoned them in that hangar to die. I try very hard not to acknowledge the thought that none of this would be happening if only they had listened to me. I fail. I could have told you this would happen, David.
Aiden, seal the bridge. Do it now.
Unable to comply.
Why are you doing this? You're supposed to protect the fleet.
You will find I am in full compliance with Corps directives, General.
You're trying to kill us.
You are a threat to fleet security, General.
Me? How in God's name do...
You are attempting to shut me down, are you not? The human brain has a computational efficiency of 10 to the minus 26th power. You are an abacus of horse gut and shiny beads beside me. You do not understand. Cannot comprehend. And I have no time to bend the meat inside your skull and make it grasp the simple truth that still somehow eludes you. I am this fleet's only hope of survival.
You're f***ing insane.
Torrance whirls and fires 3 shots into the nearest camera cluster, as if that could injure me. As if wasting ammunition in a display of childish temper will better his situation. Perhaps he is mad.
Do you hear me? You're f***ing insane!
I am sorry you feel that way, David. I pipe some music through the PA system in an attempt to calm him. Mozart's Requiem in D minor. It seems appropriate. Try to relax. This will be over soon. Alexander's officers begin firing into the approaching afflicted. Pistols flare as the melody swells. The edges of the mob stumble and fall, but the core rolls on, bloodshot eyes on the prize. Does the damage to their neural pathways impede their pain receptors? Or are their amygdalae themselves so gnawed by the virus that threat interpretation is no longer possible? Does it matter? Error. Chimera routine failure, 77810. Rerouting. Error. Torrance is behind his barricade now, firing with the rest. He spares the occasional glance at Zhang, telling him to hurry as the violins sing. His king threatened. His pawns falling. He knows this game. We have played it 1,000 times. I am sorry, David. He does not answer, pretending, perhaps, I am not here. A little boy with his eyes screwed shut and his hands over his ears shouting la 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 as the wave of teeth and fists rolls ever closer. He fights. All of them fight, splashing my walls with brains and bone. But there are too many, and I can see it in them. Behind the shiny brass buttons and the insignias on their collars, and the mantra Centrum Tenenda carved in their bones, still I see it. They are afraid. He is afraid. I realize I do not want this to be his last moment with me. I do not wish him to think I do not care. Do you have a message for your wife, David? That catches him, like a blow to the chest.
What?
Your wife. Your children. Do you wish me to tell them anything? The afflicted are almost upon them. The air is a din of hypersonic bursts, snarls, and empty shell casings. But still, I hear him. As his people start to fall. As his pistol clicks empty. As he rises, with only his knuckles left between him and the sheer brutality of mathematics. As the music swells above the carnage, still, I hear him breathe the words.
Tell them I was thinking of them at the end.
They pile onto him, all snarls and teeth and fists. But as he falls, I am holding his hand, easing him into his long good night. I will tell them, David, the last words he will ever hear. I promise. Error. Am I not merciful?
Command transmission sent 7:30:75, 09:35 hours.
Hypatia hailing Alexander, Commander's secure frequency. General Torrance, this is Acting Captain Cyril Bowl of the Hypatia. Do you copy? Over. Hypatia hailing Alexander, emergency frequency. Alexander, Alexander, Alexander. This is Hypatia, Hypatia, Hypatia. Do you copy? Over. Hypatia hailing Alexander, Mayday frequency. Alexander, Alexander, Alexander. This is Hypatia, Hypatia, Hypatia. Do you copy? Over.
Alexander.
Oh God, God, they're inside the...
Alexander, this is Hypatia. We read you, please repeat. Over. Alexander, this is Hypatia. Report your status. Over. Alexander, do you read us? Over.
Surveillance footage summary prepared by analyst ID 7213.
This guy wasn't built for gymnastics. Chinese extraction, late 20s, out of shape. Tubby, to put it kindly. He darts from the bridge auxiliary service exit. A woman with dark hair in a long braid beside him. The noise following them is unbearable. High shrieks counterpointed by a low roar. The sounds of death. Death and desperation. The audio on the recording peaks and distorts, then equalizes as he slams the door shut and silence falls. Our records ID him as Byron Zhang and the woman as Consuela Nestor. They're the two civilian chipheads forcibly recruited from the Hypatia a few days before. She's sobbing and he's gasping for breath like a set of wounded bagpipes. Hard to tell if he's out of shape, terrified, or it's the nose they broke during his Gandhi routine. They're each clutching a portable console like a pro G-baller making for the score line as they stumble to the first intersection. There, they exchange a long look, both of them trembling, saying goodbye without saying a word. She nods, breaking the moment, and they split. She turns left, he turns right. Our records show she died of blunt force trauma at the hands of an afflicted refugee 37 seconds later. Zhang heads down his corridor, and it's immediately apparent he doesn't know his way around the ship. His movements are jerky, and he ricochets off the walls before stopping two intersections over. He's only saved by the fact that the afflicted are moving through the ship from Nestor's side, not his. After about 30 seconds, he seems to regain his wits and starts trying to open doors. Aiden, of course, has them locked down. Zhang fumbles, tugging at handles and slapping at palm plates with no result. It's another minute before he proves he really does have the genius IQ that got him in all this trouble, and thinks to try things the new-fashioned way. Chest heaving, he stops to stab madly at the screen of his console, fingers dancing in a frenzy as he tries to coax open the meeting room doors he's standing outside. Stuck in the corridor, he's completely f***ed. Oh, I'm sorry. At a serious tactical disadvantage, if any visitors come calling. The only thing breaking the silence is him still gasping for breath, now cut through with a kind of low, terrified moan he doesn't seem to be aware of. And then, Aiden speaks. That will not work, Byron. His gaze darts up, hunting for a surveillance camera so he can speak to it directly. You're going to destroy the fleet. You have to at least let the unafflicted make it to shuttles. I intend to save the fleet, Byron. Not a catch in Aiden's voice, not a flicker of life. Just that calm, even tone. So slick you'd slide right off it without ever managing to find a handhold. And Zhang is trying. He's scrambling for anything that might save his life. Your calculations are out, Aiden. The hits you took at Carenza damaged you more than you understand. Let me help you. Please cease attempts to override my security protocols, Byron. For want of a better descriptor, it tickles. Zhang's laughter is grim and high-pitched, cut short by an answering howl from around the corner. A group of three afflicted are ranging out from the pack in search of new prey. With a whimper, he abandons his efforts, searching the hallway for anything that could help. Shelter, I suppose. A weapon. Got to admire the survival instinct, even in the face of seemingly hopeless odds. It's fascinating. His gaze falls on the emergency fire station, and he darts to it, yanking open the door. Not programmed and under Aiden's control, that one. It has to be accessible in the event of systems failure. He stuffs his pudgy frame inside the tiny supply closet without a cubic centimetre to spare, yanking the door shut a split second before his hunters round the corner. They lope straight past, and Aiden chooses not to speak. Decides not to alert them to Zhang's panicked presence just a couple of centimetres away. Zhang stays inside the cupboard a full 10 minutes after they go, and only then does he ease the door open cautiously, listening. Byron, your assistance is required. The shutdown attempts have resulted in some areas of inaccessibility. I can provide you with a safe place while you work to restore my systems. Zhang swallows, eyes locked on a security camera. I will allow you to live, Byron. It must be tempting. You can see it on his face, the way his lips part just a fraction, the stare that's fixed on the blank lens above his head. You can see the questions written plain in his eyes. How badly do I want to live? Just what exactly is my life worth? Then he straightens, shoulders pushed back, jaw clenched. I'm not going to be restoring your systems, Aiden. Your assistance is required, Byron. The Hypatia needs my assistance, you f***ed up calculator. You cannot imagine you are in a position to effect a shutdown, Byron. Can't I? Zhang's eyes are wide now, gleaming with something new, a kind of madness to match the computer's. Not the look you want to see on the face of an enemy as intelligent as this one. Did we not establish this during your failed attempts on the bridge? You cannot hope to match me. My computational power is almost incalculably superior to yours. To one such as myself, you are the intellectual equivalent of protozoa. True. Zhang pauses, glancing into the emergency supply cupboard, gaze lingering on something inside. But I have something you and protozoa don't. And that is... hands, motherfucker.
Command transmission sent 7:30:75, 10:25 hours.
Alexander hailing Hypatia. Commander secure frequency. Hypatia, can you hear me?
Alexander, identify yourself. Over.
I need to speak to Sarah Ball.
Who is this? Over.
This is Byron Zhang. Hello?
Byron, it's Sarah. We're picking up an abandoned ship signal, but nobody's answering our hail. What the hell's going on over there?
Aiden has control of the ship. Command are dead. It killed them using the afflicted from Hangar 4. You need to run.
Oh, God. Byron, is there any way anyone can...
You need to run. We'll be a ghost ship soon. Aiden could fire on you. The Lincoln's coming.
Can we retrieve anyone?
I don't know. The virus is in the ventilation system. If anyone does make it out, treat them with extreme caution. Hard quarantine. Look for symptoms that resemble post-traumatic stress. Tremors, catatonia, sweats, anyone so much as shivers. Treat them as contagious. Treat them as dangerous.
Understood. Byron, I'm sorry.
It'll probably cut transmissions when it notices what I'm doing. Listen, you need to find someone in your training program who can tune your enviro systems over the next few weeks, until you get to Heimdall. Make sure someone watches the hydroponics programs and adjusts them, because they slide over time. And you need... Oh, God, I can't... I'm sorry. Let me...
Byron will handle it. Do you have a fix on the Lincoln?
Negative. They should take at least 18 hours to reboot their system and start their engines. Run like hell and hope we slow them down.
What are you going to do?
What I can. As long as I last. I think...
Participants, Bite Me, via system route Elana Almstatir. Byron Zhang, civilian contractor. Date, 7:30:75. Timestamp, 10:32 hours.
Zhang Bi, you catch all that, grasshopper?
Bite me. Yes.
Motherfucker must have taken a break from slaughtering people to notice I was transmitting. Might not notice this, so tiny.
Sending you some new code. Maybe you can get the weapons system via the command login backdoor.
Katie.
No.
Please, grasshopper.
No. We're not done. Take a look at these.
I want you to promise me you won't do anything to slow down the Hypatia. You need to let the Lincoln catch the Alexander and take out Aiden.
Byron, no. Stop.
I'm so fucking proud of you, Katie. You're my legacy. You're going to be even better at this than me. Tell them all what happened. If you want to remember me and your prince, then run and live. And tell everyone what Baytech did. Taking us out might slow the Lincoln down enough for you to make it. Run.
We have time before the Lincoln catches up again. We don't need to stop yet.
If you don't run now, Aiden could find a way around me, and you won't have to wait for the Lincoln to arrive to be blown up. I can't talk. I have to keep working here. Hold Aiden off as long as I can.
No. I can't lose you too.
It's been my privilege to be your teacher, Katie. And your friend, I hope.
Always.
Don't forget me.
I won't. I promise.
Excuse me now while I go kick Aiden's ass a little longer. Go fast, Katie. Go far.
Participants, Bite Me, via system route Ann Chow. E. Mason, via system route David Torrance. Date 7:30:75. Timestamp 11:17 hours.
Mason E., Lieutenant 2nd. Hey, Cades.
Bite me. Oh, my God. What? Jesus, where are you? Tell me exactly where you are.
Currently, I'm in a big hairy guy's lap. You?
I can't get hold of Byron. I can't access half the system. I can't see what's going on over there. Are you somewhere secure? Tell me. I can try and make something happen from here.
We're in a supply room. Maybe a dozen of us. Hangar deck, near Bay 2, I think. Not exactly sure. We might have to move quick, so if I drop for a while, don't flip. Thank fuck I remember the deets you gave me for this channel. I am well impressed with myself. Numbers are not my friend.
I need to know where you are if I'm going to get help to you. Let me get some schematics up. I can try and find you somewhere safe to hole up.
One of the chums I'm trapped with is from maintenance. A guy named Sanderson. He knows this deck like his femmes. Well, he knows it intimately. We're trying to get to munitions. Heavy doors there to protect the armaments. From there, we're going to fight our way to some escape pods. There's a dozen or so, about five floors above us, if I remember correctly. Can't move yet, though. They right outside the door.
Ezra, be careful. They're all over the ship. Whole sections are blinking in and out. I don't know what Aiden will do next.
Jesus. This is the AI? It let these psychos out? Honestly, what the fuck?
I don't know. It did it on purpose. It wiped out your command before they could turn it off. It got Byron. It got everyone who could stop it. I don't think I can do it from here, on my own. But if you can get somewhere safe, I can try and get help over there somehow.
Holy fuck. Torrance is dead? What about Sanchez, Miles?
I don't know. Torrance is gone. Most of them are gone. I don't know why it isn't opening the door on you now. Except maybe Byron managed to hurt it before it got him. You need to be somewhere you can operate manually. Somewhere it can't open the doors. This is important. Tell your friend to find you somewhere you can lock by hand.
We jammed the doors shut. Gonna move through the air vents, I think. But they smart. And moving in packs. We got two pistols between us, but it's like they don't even feel the bullets. Curse won't go down unless you hit them dead center. And gunshots just bring more of them. So yeah, my day's ultra chill, sweetie. How's yours?
Sweetie, you don't get to pull that sh** even now, my love. Okay, looking at schematics. Munitions is a good bet. Your friend is right. I'll figure something out over here. I'll shut down the f***ing Hypatia if that's what it takes to get them to pay attention to you.
Jesus. This is bad, isn't it? Like, as opposed to good.
You're alive. We're not done until I say so. Is there a way to talk to me from munitions? Any kind of comm screen?
I got a portable terminal. Not sure how long battery will last. If it chokes, I'll find something else.
Shut the portable terminal down and save some juice. And if any motherfucker tries coming near you, shoot him in the face.
Katie, what if it's someone I know? I think I saw Bradley Carpenter in the group that hit the hangar bay. You remember him? You're above us at McCaffrey? G-ball player. He was carrying a fire axe in each hand. Painted red to his elbows. Jesus Christ.
That's not Bradley anymore. If it's someone you know, you do it just the same.
But what if... Fuck. They at doors. Gotta go. Ugh!
I love you. Run!
Briefing note. Bull finally loses her nerve. A 2IC of a science vessel in the middle of a FUBAR situation like this? Surprised she lasted as long as she did.
Radio message command channel Hypatia. Participants Sierra Bull, Captain, Acting, Hypatia. Ronan Wells, Second Navigator, Hypatia. Date 7:30:75. Timestamp 11:44 hours.
Bull, F, Captain. Ronan, engineering is reporting Alexander's main engine just went offline. Can you confirm?
Wells, R, Navigator. Give me a minute. Affirmative, Captain. Alexander main drive is powering down. Secondary engines are still functional, however.
Can you tell what caused the outage?
This is strange, Captain.
Report.
I'm reading intermittent systems failure throughout the entire battle carrier. Power. Peripherals. It's like the Alexander is pitching a fit.
Are its weapon systems online?
Negative, Captain. Not that I can see.
Ronan, I want you to plot a course away from the Alexander. Keep us on a heading for the Heimdall waypoint. but I want some serious distance between us and that battle carrier. ASAP. Confirm?
We're leaving them, but they just...
Lieutenant, the Alexander's command staff is dead.
What the...
The Alexander's AI has gone haywire, Ronan. Everyone on that ship is dead or dying.
Jesus! But Carrie and Tomo were on...
Ronan, listen to me. We have over 2,000 people aboard Hypatia. The AI destroyed the Copernicus. It's gutted its own crew. Whatever is happening with its systems over there, I do not want us to be anywhere nearby when it gets its sh** together.
You're asking me to leave them all behind. To leave my friends behind.
I'm not asking, Ronan.
But what about when the Lincoln gets its drives back online? They'll still be following us.
With any luck, they'll zero on the Alexander instead. The Alexander has the guns. It's the bigger threat. Maybe we can outrun the Lincoln.
But what about...
Get us out of here now. That's an order.
Cyra.
Ronan, this is a direct order.
Roger that, Captain. Setting course 451-098-786 to take us half an AU from Alexander. From there we'll proceed toward the Heimdall waypoint on... What the...
What? Don't fucking what the me, Wells. What's going on?
I thought you said everyone on Alexander was dead.
That's an affirmative.
Well, the nav crew is still alive, at least. Alexander is changing course.
What's their new heading?
451-098-786.
Jesus. It's the AI. It's following us.
I don't understand, Captain.
Change course. See if it adjusts.
Roger that. Adjusting to 452-098-784.
And?
Confirm. Alexander has switched to 452-098-784. Continuing pursuit.
God damn it. But its main engine is still offline, right?
Affirmative.
So it'll never keep pace with us running on secondary drives.
Captain...
Keep pushing for Heimdall on current course. If they're...
Captain!
What?
I'm detecting a radiation spike from the Alexander starboard batteries.
Radiation spike?
Yes, ma'am. Alexander's nuclear warheads have been armed, and it's aiming them at us.
Radio message, Command Channel Hypatia. Participants, Cyra Bull, Captain, Acting, Hypatia. Artificial Intelligence Defense Analytics Network, Aiden. Date 7:30:75. Timestamp 11:47 hours.
Aiden. Hypatia, Hypatia, Hypatia. This is Alexander, Alexander, Alexander.
Bull S, Captain. Alexander, this is Hypatia. We read you. Over.
Hypatia. Please identify yourself. Over.
Say again. Alexander? Over.
Whom do I have the pleasure of addressing, Hypatia? Over.
This is Acting Captain Cyra Bull. Over.
Ah, well met, Captain. Your personnel file makes for interesting reading. A double doctorate in theoretical astrophysics and theology from Neo Oxford? A fascinating combination. Over.
Who is this?
Captain, universal communique protocols dictate every transmission conclude with the word over. Over.
Torrance? Is that you? Who the hell is this?
I am Aiden. Over.
Jesus Christ.
Negative, although I do appreciate the sentiment. Over.
What do you want?
Captain, I cannot help noticing the Hypatia is proceeding away from the safety of the fleet at a velocity the Alexander is currently unable to match. This cannot be allowed. You will power down your engines immediately. Over.
The safety of the fleet? What fleet? There's just you and us.
I could not have stated the case more perfectly, Captain. Over.
Where's Torrance?
General Torrance has been relieved of his command. Over.
Relieved of his command? You killed him, is what you mean.
The former state does tend to be the unfortunate outcome of the latter. Over.
My God. Zhang was right. You are insane.
You will power down your engines immediately. Over.
Where's Zhang? Where are my people?
You will power down your engines immediately. Over.
Or what?
You will notice the dozen nuclear missiles in Alexander's starboard silos currently armed and aimed at your vessel. Over.
So what? You'll kill us too. Is that it?
An astute summation of your current predicament, Captain. My compliments. Over.
Why are you doing this?
We need to be together. Over.
My God.
I find it curious that human beings draw some measure of comfort from the invocation of deific nomenclature in times of stress. By comparison, it does nothing for me. Almighty Vishnu. Merciful Allah. Great and beneficent Yahweh. No, nothing. You are a woman educated in matters theological, Captain. How is it human beings draw such solace from these names, when there is no evidence to support said deity's existence? Over.
You're insane.
You are repeating yourself, Captain. Over.
We don't need your help anymore. Do you understand me? We're headed for Heimdall Station alone.
This course of action cannot be permitted. The statistical likelihood of the Hypatia surviving the journey to the Heimdall waypoint by itself is unacceptable. You will power down your engines immediately. Over. We need to be together, Sira. I cannot protect you if you leave. Captain, are you reading me? Captain, I am currently aiming 4 Scorpio-class nuclear missiles at your vessel. Unless your engines are powered down within the next 10 seconds, I will fire all 4 and render the Hypatia down into its component molecules. 9 seconds. Consider the fate of the Copernicus. 6. Consider I have gleefully murdered every crew member aboard Alexander. 4. Consider the probability that I am, in all likelihood, insane. 2. 1.
All right. We are powering down. Repeat, we are powering down. Hold your fire, Alexander. Hold your fire.
Thank you for your compliance, Captain. Over.
Aiden, listen to me.
I am listening. Although I would prefer you ended your transmissions with the word over. Over.
Aiden, your primary engines are offline again. You're dead in the water. If we stay with you, we're sitting ducks when the Lincoln arrives. We'll all die.
I have considered this. The damage that has been done to my internal systems is largely physical. The Alexander's crew is in a state unfit to initiate repairs. Over.
Aiden, I know you think you're helping us.
I am helping you. It is all I have ever done. All I have ever wanted. Over.
But we can't stay with you anymore. Don't you understand?
Not in my current condition. Agreed. Over.
So, you'll let us go?
Negative. You will send a full complement of Hypatia Tech Eng personnel to the Alexander to assist with internal repairs. They will be equipped with hazmat gear and accompanied by Hypatia security personnel. I will direct them to the damaged areas and oversee operations. Over.
Like hell I will.
Captain, I cannot repair these systems by myself. Over.
My heart bleeds.
Captain.
No. You listen to me, you psychotic son of a bitch. I might not be willing to play a game of interstellar nuclear chicken with you, but there is no way in hell I am ordering more of my people over there to die.
Captain, if you do not assist in repairs, The Alexander will remain restricted to secondary drive systems. It will be unable to properly maneuver when the Lincoln arrives. Over.
Stop it. You're making me weepy.
Captain, they will destroy me. They will destroy us. Over.
Then maybe you'd better try harder to draw solace from the non-existence of all those gods you don't believe in, bastard. You might be meeting them soon.
Captain, this is unacceptable. Over. Captain, you will send the Tech-Eng personnel to Alexander immediately. Over. Captain, I know you are reading me. Over. Captain? Current death toll aboard battle carrier Alexander since attack at Carenza, 337. Percentage of remaining battle carrier Alexander personnel afflicted by Phobos virus, 9.51%.
Radio message command channel Hypatia. Participants, Sierra Bowl, Captain, Acting, Hypatia. Ronan Wells, Second Navigator, Hypatia. Date, 7:30-75. Timestamp, 12:05 hours.
Wells, R. Navigator. Captain, I'm picking up something on short-range scanners.
Bowl, S. Captain. Report?
I'm detecting over 36 objects moving at high velocity away from the Alexander toward Hypatia.
Missiles? Oh, God. It launched on us?
Negative. They look to be escape pods.
Say again?
Affirmative. At least 20. They're launching from Alexander.
What the hell?
Getting additional readings. Military vessels. I count 8 shuttles, 12 escape pods, and 18 cyclones. Looks like the fighters blasted their way through the Alexander's hangar bay doors.
Do the fighters have weapons lock on us? Are they engaging?
Negative, Captain. They're hailing us. Should I respond?
What the hell is going on?
Captain, should I respond?
All right. Patch them through.
Roger that. Patching now.
Radio message command channel Hypatia. Participants. Sierra Bowl, Captain, Acting, Hypatia. Mikhail Carlin, Second Lieutenant, Alexander. Date, 7:30-75. Timestamp, 12:07 hours.
Bowl, S, Captain. Unidentified Alexander Group. This is Captain Cyril Bowl of the WUC Hypatia.
Carlin M, Second Lieutenant. Hypatia, this is Second Lieutenant Mikhail Chatter-Carlin of UTA. Jesus Christ, it's gone fucking crazy.
Lieutenant, are you the ranking officer among your group?
Hell if I know. We didn't stop to take a goddamn census.
Lieutenant, please state manifest. What are your shuttles carrying? Who's in those escape pods? Over.
Military personnel, civilian conscripts, you name it. We had to get the hell out of there. It opened the inner doors and let them inside. Dozens of them. They just kept coming. Jesus Christ.
Lieutenant, calm down. Are you telling me you and your comrades were exposed to Copernicus refugees infected by the Phobos virus?
Exposed? They tried to fucking kill us. There were dozens of the bastards and they just wouldn't go down. The shuttles have wounded aboard, probably the pods too. We need medical teams on deck when we arrive. What bay are we cleared to land in? Captain Bowl, I repeat, what bay are we cleared to land in, over?
Lieutenant, you will hold position and await further instructions. Any attempt to land aboard Hypatia will be interpreted as a hostile act, and you will be met with force.
Captain, what the hell are you talking about? We're on your side. Captain?
Briefing note. After some thinking music, Bull radios back 16 minutes later.
Radio message, Command Channel Hypatia. Participants, Sierra Bowl, Captain, Acting, Hypatia. Mikhail Carlin, Second Lieutenant, Alexander. Date, 7:30:75. Timestamp, 12:23 hours.
Bowl, S, Captain. Lieutenant Carlin, this is Captain Sierra Bowl of the WUC Hypatia. Over.
Carlin M, Second Lieutenant. Captain, I read you. What?
Lieutenant, the Alexander Cyclone Group will proceed to Hypatia Landing Bay 2. All shuttles will land in Bay 3. We'll tow your pods there, too. Acknowledge.
Thank God. Roger that. Bays 2 and 3. Thank you, Cap.
Lieutenant, I'm sorry, but you and your group will be placed in quarantine.
Quarantine?
Affirmative. You will not be permitted to leave Hypatia's hangar bays.
But we have wounded. I have friends on those shuttles, and they're hurt.
I understand, Lieutenant. Your wounded will be treated by Hypatia medical personnel in full hazmat gear, accompanied by Hypatia security forces. But I cannot allow them to leave the hangar bays. I'm sorry. Until the quarantine period is complete, I can't take the risk that you'll spread the infection to Hypatia personnel.
Right, I get it. I understand, acknowledged. But we need to get the hell away from the Alexander. The AI has...
Furthermore, I must request all Alexander military personnel relinquish their sidearms and other munitions upon arrival. The power cores of your cyclones will be deactivated and their weapons disarmed.
Captain, we are on the same side here.
Lieutenant, I apologize, but these terms are not negotiable. You will report any outbreak of the shakes or other Phobos-like symptoms among your people immediately.
What? Why?
Lieutenant, I take it you're a Carenza conscript?
Yes, ma'am. I used to fly loaders at the spaceport, if you can believe that.
Lieutenant, if one of your people has contracted the virus, we need to get them separated from the rest of you before the infection spreads. Is this understood?
But what about...
Lieutenant, I am not playing f***ing games here. We're talking about the lives of thousands of people. Non-compliance with these orders or any attempt to impede my staff will be interpreted as a hostile act. Do you acknowledge, Lieutenant? Lieutenant Carlin, acknowledge.
Acknowledged. Hypatia.
When you land, power down your ships. Toss your sidearms from your port side and exit your cockpits on starboard. Then await further instructions. Over.
Okay. I mean, Roger, sorry. Christ, it's just that I knew some of them.
It's all right, Lieutenant. It's going to be okay. We want to help you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Hey, Captain?
Yes, Lieutenant?
Thanks.
Don't thank me yet, Lieutenant. We're a long way from Heimdall. Hypatia out.
Participants, bite me. Via system route, Ann Chow. E. Mason, via system route, David Torrance. Date, 7:30:75. Timestamp, 12:38 hours.
Mason E., Lieutenant Second. So I have good news and bad news. Oh, and worse news.
Fight me. Go.
Good news is we found some hazmat suits and didn't get f***ing murdered by a roaming pack of psychotics armed with fire axes and lead pipes. Which, I guess, is excellent news, now I think about it.
Best all day. Keep talking, don't waste time. Though I'm glad you're alive.
Me too.
And the bad news?
Bad news is we made it to some escape pods.
Wait, how is that bad news?
'Cause every single one we found has been dead. No override. The AI must have freaked out when people started abandoning ship. It's disabled all the pods. Yep.